gentlemen, start your engines.
Here's the way that about.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us. Yes, I know it's the Super Bowl, and I could care less. Maybe I'm the only one that doesn't care. But when I saw the headliners, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and realized, you know, this past year, we had more deaths of police officers than we've had. It's like a record that goes back 25 years. And these are two rappers in particular that have it out for the police. And I don't know. I mean, you listen to their music and you hear the N-word and it's violent. It's anti-police. And these are the headliners at the Super Bowl. So once again, in my mind, the Super Bowl does not represent America and American values. And not to say all, but many of the players, I think, are just out and out thugs. You get the regular stories of drug abuse and wife beating and girlfriend beating and all of those kinds of things. It's just not something I think that should be put up on a pedestal, but it is. And I just choose not to participate. But I don't want to take away from your nachos and pizza and wings and fun night tonight. So this show will be put out there, of course, you know, live on Sunday night. But then, of course, we'll have it replaying throughout the week. So you can always watch it at another time if you're just sort of flipping through social media right now while you're taking a little bit of a break from the game. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight is I want to get into some of the financial strategies and topics that have been the subject of my articles for the last, going back really maybe about 6 or 8 months. And I don't really do this enough because what I do is every couple of weeks, there's a brand new article that comes out. And that article, you know, usually is a long time coming, you know, usually a few weeks of research has gone into it. And these are things typically strictly about making money or saving money. And the show, because it's very news oriented, sometimes we just don't have the time allowed to get into some of these other strategies. So I thought tonight, we don't have a guest tonight because it's Super Bowl night. I didn't want to schedule a guest because I know most people make plans and go to parties and those kinds of things, except yours truly. So what I decided to do is take tonight and go over some of these articles that I've written over the last several months. You may be familiar with a little bit of this information. Some of it might be a review. And a lot of it might be brand new. So let's get into it. And by the way, next week, we've got Rob Sullivan is here, and he's going to be back with us to talk about those secret symbols in movies. And I always love having him with us. I think this will be his third or maybe fourth visit, but always fascinating to have Rob Sullivan here with us. He'll be back with us next week. Okay, so I want to start with travel and one of the ways that I have discovered to get substantial discounts on hotel rooms and travel. And I actually call this my travel agent account, even though I'm not a travel agent and I really don't have a travel agent account. I call it that because when I'm booking my hotel rooms, I always get between 20 and 25% off on my hotel rooms. And this is not just one of those discounts that is sort of a phantom discount, you know, saying you get the discount, but you really don't. I mean, you can actually look and find and see what the going rate is for a given hotel. And then if you have this set up that I do, you get 20 to 25% off. And let me explain to you why you get that discount. So every booking site for hotels, every booking site has a commission built into it. And that commission is typically 20 to 25%. That's what the booking.com, Travelocity, those kinds of sites, they make when you book a room. So what happens with this site, it's called roomsteals.com. For a one-time annual fee of $95, you're able to basically get them to waive their commissions on all of your purchases for a year. So, and what this does is usually within your first couple of bookings, you're going to get your money back. And that's what I found to be the case. In fact, in my own experience, I found I actually get a better deal than the 20 to 25% off, but it's called roomsteals.com. Now, if you go into our archives and you can go to my blog, which is totally searchable, blog.christianmoney.com, you can go there and type in the name Nate Ritter. Now, Nate is the founder of roomsteals.com, and he was on with us for an entire show talking about travel deals, in particular hotel deals, and also how the site roomsteals.com works. But in essence, you join, you pay the one-time fee, and then you get the discount. Now, one of the things about it that I really like is they have a Chrome browser app. So if you have the Chrome browser, which this would be worth getting the Chrome browser, which is free, and using it just for this purpose. So if you add the roomsteals.com app to your browser, it will automatically tell you when there's a better deal when you're considering purchasing a hotel room. So I do this with booking.com. So how it works is I'm at booking.com and I'm searching, looking for that hotel deal. And as soon as I click on a hotel, in the right-hand side of the screen, it will pop up. The roomsteals.com deal will pop up and show me what the savings is if I book through roomsteals versus booking directly through booking.com. And this is really helpful to shop that way because it's an easier way to look at a lot of hotels quickly and look at the prices. And I'm not brand conscious when it comes to hotels. Yeah, I like to stay with the major brands, but I look at reviews. I mostly look at reviews. And so I'm not really married to a specific brand or a specific hotel when I'm going into a city. So roomsteals.com, you can join for $95. It would be worth it. Let's say you're going on a week-long vacation. It would be worth it to join and then book your vacation through roomsteals. You would absolutely get your money back and then some just on that one trip. You can also use this for business travel. So for really any kind of travel, and I call it my travel agent account, roomsteals.com. And again, don't forget to add the Chrome browser app, which is free, that will pop up and show you the better deal when you're searching on sites like booking.com. You'll see the better deal in the right-hand side of the screen. Okay, so another topic within travel that has been very popular is this whole idea of what we call budget-first travel. And so I did a big article on this. I think this was about 3 months ago when I did this article. And so this is basically where somebody says, I have a fixed budget and I want to sort of work backwards. So I've got $500 and I want to know, where can I go for $500? And instead of going online and shopping and trying to find a deal and searching that way, you're actually starting with your budget first and you're working your way backwards. So one of my favorite sites to do this is Kayak Explore. And again, if you go to blog.christianmoney.com, go into the search window and type in Kayak Explore and you'll find this article. I think I actually have maybe two or three different articles about Kayak Explore. But what this does is it allows you to take a look at the entire world on one screen, and you put in your city where you are, where your starting point is, and then you're able to put in a window of time. Now, in my case, I don't put in a window of time. I leave it blank because I want to see where can I go for how much and I'm not going to put in a time window. Now, if you have a job where you only get a certain time window for your vacation, you've got to do that. But you can find much better deals if you leave it open, what we call a wild card search. So with Kayak Explorer, you would put your starting point. So in my case, I could put in Orlando, or I could put in Jacksonville. And then what would happen is I would not put any dates in there. So I get the wild card search, and then it'll show me all across the globe, all of the places that I can fly to and what the round trip airfare is. And this will absolutely shock you. And in order to sort of simulate this by doing individual one at a time searches, you would literally have to do thousands of searches. You'd never be able to do all the searches that you get when you go to Kayak Explorer and you do just an open-ended, here's my city. I live in Chicago. I live in Dallas. I live in San Francisco. You put in your starting point, and then you select just open time window, wildcard search, and then it will show you where you can go. And you will be shocked how many places for like $100 round trip, or even less than $100 round trip, or even going to Europe, you know, round trip to Italy for like $350 from the East Coast. These kinds of deals are out there when you do a wild card search at Kayak Explorer. So that is another article from this past few months, again, within the niche of travel and within the realm of budget travel, what we call budget first travel, where you're starting with the amount of money that you're willing to spend. So the way to find that article, go to blog.christianmoney.com and then go ahead and do a search under the search window for Kayak Explorer. Kayak Explorer. All right. Oh, man, I'm losing my breath here. Let me get a quick cup of water here, sip of water. This is the difference between having a guest and not having a guest, which is why you got to respect people like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, that can get on the radio and just go on and on and on for 3 hours, which is hard to do. Of course, they have commercials and I'm commercial free. We're going to have a little teeny commercial that's going to pop in here after this next strategy, but we're commercial free. So that makes it a little bit more challenging. All right. So an article I wrote, which is really an update of an article that we've had, oh gosh, maybe for 10 years, which is how to get more than 100 freebies on your birthday. Now, this has changed a lot. So one of my favorite freebies over the years has been Denny's. And it was really simple. You just go to Denny's on your birthday, you pull out your wallet, you show them your driver's license, and then you're able to get a free Grand Slam breakfast on your birthday. You know, anytime during that day, you get your free breakfast. Well, it's not so easy anymore. And a lot of places are going to a little bit more of an involved process, which means that you can't just go in on your birthday and you can't just flash your driver's license anymore. And this is really a smart move that they're making, but it means that you've got to kind of plan out what you're going to do a little bit in advance, usually about 2 to 4 weeks in advance. And here's how it works. You've got to get the app. You've got to get the app that's required to get the free birthday meal. So whether it's Red Robin or it's Denny's or it's Moe's, any of these chains that are offering the free meal, and there's dozens of them, they want you to get the app and then register inside the app and you put your birthday and all of that. And then voila, a day or two before your birthday, you'll see it will pop up that you've got your birthday gift. And that's how you get your free birthday meal now, as opposed to just walking in with your driver's license. So if you go to blog.christianmoney.com and just type in 100 freebies on your birthday, you'll find this article. And then what we did was, in the article, we explained to you all of the different kinds of freebies, but then we actually link out to the 100 freebies, which is really cool. And it's not just meals. There are retail stores like Kohl's that have a freebie for you on your birthday. Ace Hardware has a freebie for you on your birthday. A lot of the movie theater chains have a freebie for you on your birthday. So that article is called More Than 100 Freebies on Your Birthday, and you can find that at blog.christianmoney.com. Okay, I spent some time dealing with this today, so it's fresh in my mind. UMA. What is UMA? It is a free home phone for life. Free home phone for life. And I had my UMA box for, I think, almost 11 years, 10, 11 years, and it finally died. And I had to buy a new one. But you know what? What's so cool, and if you want to find this article, go to blog.christianmoney.com and just search for UMA, O-O-M-A. You'll find, I think, at least two or three articles about UMA. But so far, I have saved over $6,000 having the UMA box compared to paying for regular home phone service, which is really amazing. And it's an excellent home phone. How does it work? You buy a box, which goes for about $71 on Amazon. And I have a link in my article. Again, just search for UMA at blog.christianmoney.com. So you search for UMA, you'll find this article. There's a link to the box. The box is $71. It's on Amazon. You plug the box in. Once you've got power to the box, then you plug it into your router. And then you plug a regular phone line into it. There's even a way that you can plug it into the jack in the wall and actually light up all the phones in your house and have, you know, traditional phone service throughout your entire house. You can do it that way. Or you can plug just directly into the UMA box, which is what I've done. And then you can get like one of those base units that has like two or three phones that are wireless. Maybe you've got the base unit and then an extra one or two phones that are wireless that you can use throughout the house. You can do it, you know, any number of ways, but it uses a standard home phone unit. So just a regular home phone connects to your UMA box. And then you get free home phone service for life. You can keep your same home phone number. You can port your number. So once you get the box, you contact the UMA people. They'll help you transfer your existing home phone number to the UMA box. A lot of people want to know, does it work with 911? Yes, it does. It absolutely works with 911. That's one of the things I love about it. It also is a great way to find your cell phone. If you can't find your cell phone, you can use your UMA phone to find your cell phone. But it's always good, I think, to have a home phone. I don't know. I just like the security of knowing that there's a certain place in my house that I know there's a phone and I can pick it up and dial it, and I can dial 911 on it. And so the only monthly cost with the UMA home phone is the taxes. So in my case, it's about $5 a month. Yes, there are taxes on a free phone, believe it or not. But that is the only cost that I pay. So altogether, I've saved almost, a little bit over $6,000 at this point, over $6,000 by having the UMA home phone. Again, go to blog.christianmoney.com, type in O-O-M-A, the UMA home phone, and that is really one of our most popular articles over the last several months. Okay, before we get into our next strategy, which is mystery shopping, and everybody loves mystery shopping, I want to tell you about the home, work from home, online business, internet business type course that I have, which I've had this, we had it for several years. We started it in 2008. It ran from 2008 to 2015. Then we took a break from it. And about a year ago, I started it back up. And what you have in this course is over 50 classes that you can watch on demand. And if you want to find out all about that, how to start an online business working from home, this can become your full-time income. It can become a supplemental income. What I love about online business is that you can make as much money as you want. Only you decide how much you make. You can work from any location and you make your own hours. Now, what I did was I created a special sort of intro class for this course. So what you've got right now is four or five videos that you can watch for free over at internetpaycheckforlife.com. This gives you an introduction to the course that is free to see if it's for you or not. It gives you sort of a feel of the course, and then you'll be able to kick the tires. We even have a $17 test drive where you can actually sign up and actually be in one of the full classes, which goes about 45 minutes to get an overview of one of the opportunities. And this is something people have loved that we've done for years, the online business training. That is tonight's sponsor, internetpaycheckforlife.com. Tonight's sponsor, check it out if you're interested in starting a home business, internetpaycheckforlife.com. Okay, let's talk about how to get paid to eat and shop, aka mystery shopping. So what is mystery shopping? This is where a company will pay you to go out. They want you to go into their business, sort of undercover, if you will, and whether it's a restaurant or a retail shop, you'll go in there, you will pose as a customer, you'll eat the food, you'll buy the products, you'll shop there, really do it, and then you'll get paid and possibly get free stuff as well. So I'll give you a couple of examples of mystery shopping gigs that are in my article, which if you want to get to this, you'll go to blog.christianmoney.com and type in mystery shopping. And that'll give you direct access to this article, which has links to the top six legit mystery shopping companies. And there's a lot of scammers out there. So you want to get to this article that has the legit list of the top six companies. Okay, so I'll give you two examples of gigs. So one of them is a gourmet pizza shop, which is about 20 minutes from my house. And they will give you a reimbursement of up to $50 to go in and pose as a customer and eat their pizza. And they'll reimburse you up to $50. Plus, they'll pay you a few dollars also on top of that to mystery shop. And what this involves is you'll go in and pose as a customer, have the customer experience, and then after the fact, you'll fill out a survey giving feedback to the business. Another example is a national eyeglasses chain, and they're giving up to $800 reimbursement to go in, pose as a customer, and actually buy eyeglasses or contact lenses and get up to $800 reimbursement. Plus, they'll pay you, I think it's $25 or $50 on top of that for your time. Again, go in, you pose as a customer, and you're able to, you know, earn money or get free products. Mystery shopping. Find the article and the six legit mystery shopping companies. Go to blog.christianmoney.com and search for mystery shopper. Okay, the last one we're going to get into tonight is five ways to save money on a funeral. And one of the things I found interesting is I recently threw this out to my followers. You know, as a Christian, how many people are comfortable with being cremated instead of having a traditional, you know, in the ground burial? And I was surprised to learn that a very large percentage now of Christians have become comfortable with cremation. So cremation is really one of the best ways to save money on a funeral. But also, you know, in my article, which by the way, you'll just go to blog.christianmoney.com, you'll search five ways to save money on a funeral. That's the title of the article. Or just save money on a funeral, you'll get there. And this is a great article to share with people that you know that are going through this type of a situation. Because people that are struggling, not only, you know, obviously emotionally and otherwise going through the grief of losing a loved one, and then having to deal with the financial cost of that as well. And it's one thing if someone's older and they've got resources to be able to cover their funeral, and their death was not a big surprise, but that's not always the case. Sometimes someone younger will die and it comes totally unexpected and there isn't money set aside to cover the funeral. So the five tips here that we've got here for you is, number one, set a budget. So you want to tell the funeral director right up front what your budget is. Number two, consider your options. Consider options like cremation. Consider options like not having the memorial at the funeral home. Maybe have the memorial at your home. You could certainly do that. You could have the memorial at your loved one's maybe favorite hangout. It could be the 19th hole, the restaurant at their favorite golf course. You could have it there or at their favorite restaurant. You could have it at a park. You could have it at a beach. You could get everybody together and rent a pontoon boat. There's no rule as to where you have that memorial, and you can save a lot of money by being creative in that way. Look at different options for caskets. In most states, a funeral home cannot require you to buy the casket through them. So in my article, we've got options like Casket Express, which allows you to buy caskets at a 50% or greater discount. There's also a service called gravesolutions.com that allows you to comparison shop burial sites online. This is, again, all in the article. And then, of course, consider a prepaid funeral plan. Now, there are a lot of scams when it comes to prepaid funerals. So in the article, we've got a link to some information available through the Federal Trade Commission about how to shop for a prepaid funeral without getting scammed. But that's all in the article, Five Ways to Save Money on a Funeral. And that is a review of some of the top articles over the last 6 months. We've kind of hit a lot of different areas, everything from saving money on travel to saving money on your funeral. And I hope you had a great Super Bowl Sunday. And we will be back next week with a special guest and our normal broadcast, our new segment and our guest segment and all of that good stuff. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. So long, everybody.